You know, if you got a couple of horses hitched up to a wagon, have you ever heard the horse on the left call anything in particular?
Yeah, he's on the off side. Lead horse on the ride.
Let me ask you about this expression. Say if you're telling somebody where something is, you might say, well, that's not far away, it's just a...
It's a short piece over there. Mm-hmm. Short distance.
Say if...
About a quarter, half mile, stuff like that.
Or if you're telling somebody about something that's pretty common, you know, you might say, well, you don't have to look for that in any special place. You can find that just about
anywhere. Depending on what it is. Oh, he said, started. Come on up. There, two or three come up over there.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, say if somebody accidentally slipped down in your yard and he fell that way, you'd say he fell.
Fell on his back.
Or if he fell that way, he fell.
Fell on his belly, his face. Fell on his face.
Say if you'd been fishing and just didn't have any luck at all, didn't catch a thing, and somebody asked you afterwards, well, catch any fish? What would you probably say?
No luck.
No. Have you ever heard people say something like, no, I didn't catch nary one?
No, I've heard that expression all right.
Or say if a farmer had just cut some hay off of his field, and you know when it comes back up again after that, is that called anything?
Yeah, it's the... I think it's always called a new hay coming up. But just get a good rain, we'll make another cut.
Have you ever heard them call it a second cutting?
Yeah, oh yeah, second and third cut. Used to cut this Sudan grass about four times.
Or, you know, something, some kind of crop that might come up even though you didn't plant it.
Volunteer crop. Get a lot of that volunteer oats and stuff like that.
You said the other day that you used to be around places where wheat was grown some. You know, when they cut the wheat and
they cut it, used to cut it with a cradle.
A cradle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't believe I've ever seen one.
Yeah, I have. I've cut a lot of it that way. That's the only way we cut our down there. We grow about 3 acres every year and have it ground.
What about, you know, we were talking about horses. This grain that a lot of horses like to eat.
Yeah, they eat corn and oats pretty good. Mm-hmm. About the only thing I have fed. Used to creep caves with that yellow corn.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people talk about, you know, the oats, what they do to them to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrash them. Thrash the wheat out that way, too.
Is that right? Did it by hand?
Yeah. Put in a big old wagon seat, beat the heck out of it.